Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Bromwitz, and today we are continuing in the seventh chapter of Maseches Sanhedrin. Today we will be studying Mishnayos Ches and Tes. Mishnah Ches says, Hamachal es HaShabbos. So we've been discussing people who are guilty of crimes for which they can be stoned by the Sanhedrin. So now we're talking about someone who violates Shabbos. V'davar shechayven al zdono kares, v'al shigaso chatas. So we're talking about someone who performs an act that, if performed intentionally, will get kares, and if performed unintentionally, has to bring a sin offering. Hamakala avi v'imo, one who curses his parents, eino chayev ad sheyikalem b'shem. He's not liable to the death penalty unless he actually cursed them using a name of God. Kilam b'kinoi, if he cursed them using a euphemism. Rabbi Meir machayev v'chachamim potrim. Rabbi Meir says that would also be liable, but the Chachamim say no, while that's forbidden, he would not be subject to execution for that. Let's look in the Barton Uro. Achikalim b'shem, he has to curse them with God's name. Be'achad min hashemos hamiyuchadim, one of the special names designated for God, like Yudke Vavke or Elohim, something like that. Kilam b'kinoi, but if he cursed them using euphemism, such as Rachum, Chanun, Erech Apayim, the merciful one, the gracious one, the long-suffering one. So if you say, may the merciful one strike you dead, perhaps it's a little counterintuitive, but there's a difference of opinion as to whether one would be subject to the death penalty if he cursed his parents in such a fashion. Mishnah Tes. Haba al narahu marasa, if somebody has relations with the betrothed maiden, eno chayev ashitehe na'ara, so there are several conditions. First is she has to be a na'ara, which is someone between 12 and 12 and a half years of age. Basula, she has to be a virgin. Miurasa, she has to be betrothed. Vehiba besaviha, and she has to still be in her father's domain. This is not to say that if she fails to meet these conditions, one can have relations with her indiscriminately. If two men have relations with this girl, Harishon Beskila, the first one is culpable for stoning, Vasheni Bechenek, but the second one is liable for strangulation. So because she's betrothed, it's a death penalty crime to have relations with her regardless. It's only a question of what crime you get for Skila. So she's no longer a virgin after the first one. It's still a crime to have relations with her, and he would still be subject to the death penalty just from strangulation. Let us look in the Bart Nuro. Ashitahe Nara, so she has to be a Nara. The Lokitana, and not a minor, Pachosmi Bashtemes Re Shana V'yom Echad. So a minor is someone under the age of 12 years and a day. V'lo Bogeris, and she can't be a Bogeris, Sha'avru Aleha Shtem Esrei Shana V'shisha Chadashim V'yom Echad. A Bogeris is someone who is 12 years, 6 months, and 1 day. So there's a very small 6-month period for this particular halacha. Basula, she has to be a virgin. V'lo Ba'ula, not a non-virgin. Vim nivla chaloka darka adayim basulahi. And if she had relations in any orifice other than the normal one, basically non-vaginal intercourse, then she's still considered a virgin. Vafilu bo aleha asara b'nei adam, kula chaloka darka. And even if 10 men had relationship with her in an unnatural fashion, meaning non-vaginal intercourse, kula b'skila, they would all be culpable for the punishment of Skila, because she's still considered a virgin for the next guy, but doing that particular act would still be considered violating the Nara, Miurasa. Speaking of Miurasa, Velo Nesua, that's the next condition. She can't already have completed the second stage of marriage for this halakha to apply. Vehiba Besaviha, she must still be in her father's domain. Shim Musar, Ha'av L'Shluche Habal, Habala Acharkach, Eino B'Skila El L'Chenek. If the father has handed her over to the messengers, the representatives of her new husband, then someone who violates her after this would no longer be in danger of being stoned. He would be in danger of being strangled. That is the end of Mishnah Tes. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue the parak with Mishnayos Yud and Yud Aleph.